The Domino Effect by Dina Kilgore. I recently saw a quote posted online that said, "Someone somewhere is depending on you to do what God has called you to do." I'm not sure where this quote originated, but it was on a Shine FM post. As I read it, I thought how true this is. It's so easy to read things and just scroll by and not give them another thought. But sometimes, if you think on it, it opens up a whole new set of ideas and thoughts. Someone, somewhere, is depending on you to do what God has called you to do. Of course, many things could be taken from this quote, but what came to mind when I read this was how important it is for us to listen to God and His calling on our lives. Have we ever thought on how something we need to be doing for God could possibly affect someone else? If we do what God has called us to do, it will in turn have an effect on not only us, but also others. When we listen to God and allow Him to change our hearts, we begin treating others more like Christ would treat them, with kindness, love, compassion. This is a change that happens in us. But can you see how this change in us could also affect others? We may not even know it, but others could be observing our lives from afar, watching us to see how we live and how we love, and wondering what it is that we have inside of us that makes us strive to be a better person and strive to live more like Christ. This can positively affect someone else's life, and we may not even know it, but by our actions, we are showing them Christ. Something else I thought of after reading this quote online was that maybe what God is calling us to do personally needs to be done to allow someone else to see what it is God needs them to do. Let me explain. It's basically the same premise as the above, but it's just a step further. It could be as simple as us doing what God is calling us to do, listening to the tugs of our hearts and praying for God's wisdom and guidance and trusting Him with the answer, and following through with what He's asking us to do. And then the domino effect will be that others that are in our lives will see this change and will become closer to God, and then start living God-centered lives themselves, and which others in their life may see. This could go on and on, spread out through their family and friends, and could even change generations. That's kind of deep, but true. I know that God's will always prevails, but to think that God would use us as an instrument to reach others for Him is pretty amazing and not something that I want to pass up. I think sometimes we can be so self-absorbed that we think only of ourselves and think that we'll be fine if we're born-again Christians and we just kind of stay in a rut and in a holding pattern and just don't grow or move forward because after all, we're Christians. Why do we need to grow? Well, we need to grow more so we can become closer to Christ and be more like Him. And we also need to grow more so others can see the light inside of us. This domino effect is something that can touch so many lives. We shouldn't hide our light and just keep it to ourselves. It could eventually start to dim, speaking from experience. And that's not a place that is comfortable for Christians, and definitely not a place where God wants us to be. I need to ask God daily what He wants in my life. What do I need to do today to get closer to Him? Yes, I know days can get busy and time is so limited, but each day I need to spend time in His presence and make Him a priority. He values us so much and is so elated when we come to Him, in reverence, in love, in gratitude. He wants us to talk to Him and He wants to grow us to be more like Him. Others will see this, and this domino effect will branch out to acquaintances, friends, and family as they watch us and wonder what it is that we have. Then when they become Christians, or as a Christian, become closer to Christ, maybe the calling they have will start from there. And maybe, just maybe, from you showing Christ to them, they could grow and step further into their calling because you said yes to God. If me following God could help someone else follow Him closer or help someone else to come to know Him, wouldn't I want to grab onto Him tighter and do what I need to do to reverence myself so He can allow me to grow? So through Him, I could be the catalyst to help someone else grow and possibly find and move closer to their own calling and potential in Christ? Yes. Every single time, yes.